calling for something known as a ConCon, or more properly, an Article 5 Constitutional Convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 Constitutional Convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget, and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 ConCon really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans, who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists, to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com. It's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Get the newest book, Epigenetics, by Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Receive a free membership to purchase all products that Dr. Wallach formulated at wholesale prices. You'll also get a free CD of the most famous health lecture in the world, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Join the health revolution and learn to deal with health issues with all natural products. You'll receive all this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge at 888-311-4311 or Char at 800-969-9272. If you don't reach someone, just leave your name and phone number and your call will be returned. Again, you'll receive Dr. Wallach's book, Epigenetics, a free membership to enjoy wholesale prices on all of Dr. Wallach's products, and the CD, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, all for just $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge right now at 888-311-4311 or Char at 800-969-9272. Call now.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
I bet you didn't know that some of you can live in Asia on just the amount of your new Obamacare premium increase alone. Shocking, I know. Options for early retirement, second or primary residence, visas, legal, business startup. Admit it, you've thought about it for years. It's time. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down-and-dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host,
Welcome back. It's now Tuscan's Tuesday. It's Tuesday, the 15th of July. We have a caller on the line. This is Larson from Morocco. He is an English teacher. He teaches English for the visually impaired. He is visually impaired himself. Hello, Larson. Are you there?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
How are you, young man?
Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, you are on the air.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you for inviting me to the show, and thank you for Cam and all the people who listen to this interesting radio show. I'm a big fan of this radio, and this is the first time I called. So I think, as you said, I'm a teacher, and I live in Morocco. And all the things that you discuss is very interesting. And I think what we should do now is that we should think about creating peace and make the world a better place. And that's what when we get to on Skype, that's what we talk about. It's all about making peace and peace in the Middle East. I know what's going on right now with the Gaza. I mean, I'm a bit concerned. I'm worried about the consequences because, the Jews are not, they don't care. I mean, that's their goal is to destabilize and make trouble. But I'm sure peace will prevail in the end. That's my philosophy, where we have the positive energy and the negative energy, but I'm sure that the positive energy will prevail and the truth will set them free. That's what I would like to say. Thanks.
Hello.
Thanks for inviting.
Thanks so much. Good points.
Yeah, this is a North African viewpoint. Larson, what's being said in Morocco concerning this Israeli onslaught of Gaza? What sort of news is coming through that you are getting?
Well, I mean, here in Morocco, people are very concerned. They know that this is injustice, and this is against. Palestinians are being systematically targeted and murdered. on a daily basis, and they claim that because of three people who were kidnapped. I mean, and we know that Israel structures on the pretext of releasing the Israelis, but this is just a lie. And everybody knows this is a lie, a propaganda disseminated by the mainstream media. And here we mark well, very aware of what's going on. You know, it's, I mean, everybody, we know the agenda and we know what they're up to. But as I said, I'm sure that someday, I mean, they will regret, and it's too late for them. And I'm sure that we, the good people, will prevail. And I'm sure I'm very optimistic. And I know that life will, and it's going to get worse before it gets better. But I have a very good vision for humanity. And that's my philosophy.
Good. I like a man with an optimistic point of view. I feel the same way. And of course, you know, as he pointed out, as Larson pointed out, so many of our listeners know this is not serving the public relations for Israel well at all right now. It's just not flying because since, you know, everybody knows that this group of people have been blockaded and subjugated into this little corner there with 2 million people in this little stretch of land. And you measured it out, John. You know the size and dimensions. And, you know, the whole situation in Israel has been roughly a demographic war for a long time. It was when it was partitioned back in 47, you know, when millions of Jews poured in. Well, what was it, 2 million at that time, something. But it's been a demographic war for a long time. And the only way they're going to work it out is to sit down and work it out. I think partitioning the whole area was a bad idea. They were getting along a lot better before all this happened.
From my perspective, it's a different situation. The Brits kicked the Turks out, the Ottoman Empire, out of Palestine. They took control of it. They promised it to the Rothschilds in the 1917 letter.
Balfour, yeah.
Balfour Declaration, yes. Then they came along and after the Second World War, using the sympathy for the Jews because of the Holocaust, created this land called Israel, stolen basically from the people who have lived there for the last thousands of years. There were a few Jews there, but up to that point, until this land was stolen, the Jews and the local population of Palestinians got along fairly well. In fact, if you look at the there was a Pathé News 1918 or 17 Pathé News article on Palestine with a, you know, railways and roads and all the business going on, and it was for that time it was quite a modern nation. Now they've smashed it to pieces and then recreated it in Judaism's image.
So, Kevin, the world is now it's a different, it's a different scenario. Now the world is watching. Everybody is watching. I mean, the Jews can either make peace with the Palestinians, and there is no alternative left for them, or they will be in trouble. Because everybody was watching, they know what's going on. I mean, there is no cover-up. Thanks to the social media, the alternative media like RBN, they are really doing a good job. And really, I want to give the host, I want to give him a lot of credit, and I wish you keep up the good work.
Thank you. Hey, you know, there is a good post that Mer Bailey put in our chat room at bobtuscan.com that you can go to, and I'm going to look at it. It's called, it's a Twitter. Twitter, you know, go to twitter.com/ Mogaza, Mogaza. And there's a good Twitter post there that if you're following this, you're going to get a lot of updates and things like that. I put it in our little chat here between those of us who are hosting the show right now, but you can find that. You can also see it posted at our website, bobtuscan.com, and just click on the listen and chat there, and you can visit the chat room, and we're putting some good stuff up there. We have some good people in there who follow up on these things and give us embellishing information, John, which I try to get out on the air. So we do appreciate the folks in the chat room too. And that's nice to hear, because I totally agree with you. You know, there was a small group, a growing group, even as early as the 1860s, of Jews who lived in Jerusalem, who were called Palestinian Jews for many years. And as you pointed out, John, people got along pretty well for a long period of time until this Rothschild invention came along, and then they had to recreate the racist state, really, which is essentially an apartheid state. And you would think, with all of the difficulties we've had with that term apartheid, you know, and everything that happened in South Africa, of course, you know, which is another topic altogether. But the point is simply this, that look at what's happened since that time. Well, we've got the break coming up here. Be right back.
The Bob Justin Show. Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from takefromcaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click update, then enter your personal information to place your order. Takefromcaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off, $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuskin Show. This is Tuskin's Tuesday. We have with us today, we've got Steve your usual host, and Cameron from Australia. Yep, your call-in number is 800-313-9443. Let's continue the discussion of the last call-in guest. He was saying that with this new internet and the new media that we can now look, we're not reliant on the mainstream, on the corporate media now, to give us the information on what's happening in the world, particularly in Gaza. And as we know, I mean, I am getting a lot of my information directly from Gaza over the net through Skype and various other bits and pieces. So, yeah, he said that all eyes are now pointed to Israel and what they're doing to these people of Gaza. And I believe that as the eyes are focused on Gaza, it's going to bring increasing pressure on Israel to desist. They claim that they're only defending themselves. Of course, that's a complete lie. After these three teenage deaths, which they blamed on Hamas, which is doubtful. I mean, why would Hamas create this problem when they were just currying favor with the UN and the world community with this unified Hamas government now? So why would they do it to create this problem? Of course they wouldn't. But here we go. We're into this problem. And as I've said, I believe that the only way is to pressure Israel, is to stop trading with them, is blockade them. Literally blockade them. Just as they're blockading the Gaza Strip. So we also need to find a way of relieving the Gaza Strip from this vicious blockade that's been going on for years, and now there's really nasty, vicious attack. We heard from our friend Imad, just as he was going off the air, the rockets and bombs had started falling after a two-hour break, and he believes they were falling on the Egyptian border, Rafah crossing, and Khan Yunis, these two towns in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. So, yeah, they're trying to enforce this blockade. They're trying to stop Palestinians from escaping. What do they want to do? Are they trying to slaughter as many as possible?
It seems like it, doesn't it? It's like a what you might call a 21st century Warsaw, you know? Same kind of a Warsaw ghetto, that thing that we've heard about. And that's exactly what's happening.
Well, I've been saying that and thinking that myself, absolutely, is therein lies the irony. We, you know, the whole pretext on which we were infiltrated, our countries were infiltrated, was we should, you know, need to feel sympathy for the situation there. And, yeah, there's many TV dramas that have been put out, and some of the stuff that Spielberg's put out has been rather questionable, and all the rest to elicit, you know, a sympathetic reaction. Even the propaganda that's being put out now, you know, for the average person who, you know, just goes about their business in the Western world is designed to make them scratch their head if they don't listen to alternative media. Our government, you know, governments here, you know, come up the same line, and the as I said, the biggest threat to the national security of the United States is TV under its current ownership. And all the major media in America, 96% of it at the last count, usually has a Jewish CEO. In 1980, there was 50 different media companies, and they were all consolidated down just to a handful. I'm not sure, somewhere between 4 to 6. Maybe. That's why it's very important that you go to rbn.com, hit the donate button, and to keep them on the air. They're you know, in dire straits and need your help right now. This thing that for all you listening who are enjoying this broadcast and this breath of fresh air, which I get the impression from the call, feedback from the callers, that's what we are to you. Please click on RBN and donate. If RBN disappears, it's going to be a lot harder to hear information unless you know our Skype addresses. So please donate.
Yeah, we appreciate that, Cameron. We really do. I'm a volunteer. Those of us who work here are doing this for the love of what we can for liberty, friends. We like the Constitution here in the United States, but it's human rights. The Bill of Rights are just human rights, friends. It's not about borders. It's not about countries. It's not about ethnics. It's not about colors or religions. It's about just taking care of the human race along the lines of common sense and common human rights and, that we can all agree upon, and that's really what everybody's about, and that's why it's so great to have so many friends from around the world on this show tonight. You know, we've been all over, and by the way, John, it's still Monday here in Colorado, and we're in prime time out on the West Coast, so let's hear from you West Coasters again, you know, and our phone number 800-313-9443, and we have friends listening on satellite and on these little micro broadcasters and affiliates and all over, so it's been really great to have all of you, but we could use your help. Visit our website at republicbroadcasting.org, republicbroadcasting.org. We got some great sponsors and people who help us with the shows and stuff, support our sponsors. And if you want to donate, of course, you can also get archives of the programs there. And that's a great thing to have because you can take those down and send them to friends, and these shows go on and on and on. But, you know, I was going to bring up something that's really sticky, and I mentioned to John before that we came on the air about this. Isn't it odd that Abbas, you know, the president of Hamas, went to Rome with Shimon Peres, the president of Israel, to pray for peace just about a month ago? They were praying for peace. And, of course, there's more to that than meets the eye. And we were talking about the exchanges of some of these locations in Jerusalem. And John can go into that because I think it would be better if John does, because if I did, I might get out of control a little bit. He's a little bit more objective probably in that than I am. But the bottom line is Ahmad Abbas and Shimon Peres were with the Pope not too long ago to pray for peace. And now look at this mess. How did that happen? I guess maybe God didn't hear their prayer, huh? Or maybe they weren't even praying. That's what I want to know. What do you think of that, John?
Well, all I know is that one of the things that came to my attention was this discussion of handing back certain parts of Jerusalem and other parts of Palestine to the Catholic Church as a Christian area. I believe that there are finances involved from the Vatican Bank, but you know, this is Babylon the Great. You know, her with the sits on the horse with all the shining jewels, and if you look at the Pope, there he is with his fish hat on, and his crook and his scepter and what have you, and he's bedecked. I mean, I thought humility and poverty was.
We'll be back with more of that.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future. It's the future.
Well, we're down to the final half hour, guys, but it's still rocking and rolling. And, you know, got some good people in the chat room, of course. And I will just quote one of the statements here. Bob Tuscan's show is a solution-oriented, collaborative effort featuring a team of independent journalists from around the world. We certainly have that tonight. Led and directed by Bob Tuscan, who himself is not here. I mean, wait a minute, who himself is... No, Bob is not with us tonight, but Bob Tuscan, who himself is a talk show radio veteran, a vocal activist both in his community and on the global stage. Each and every week, we will not only catch you up on recent news, but we will also explain the philosophies that can help us make sense of the world and investigative solutions that could possibly contribute to putting an end to the many problems plaguing the world today. Well, that's our goal. It's a high aspiration. That's a, what do they call that, a motto speech or something like that, something that you would like to hold to. We may not be able to get there, but hey, let's try. We're doing the best we can. And I'm with John, the Caribbean critic, and Cameron, all the way from Melbourne, Australia. And we're just taking your calls. We still have the West Coast. It's early out there. Folks, we want to hear from you. And if you're not from the West Coast, or if you're from someplace even like Canada, we'd love to hear from you, you know, because we love our Canadian friends. But we're glad to hear that people all over the world have these same values and are waking up, as Cameron pointed out. So, guys, where do we go from here?
Well, I think we keep on keeping on, you know. I mean, we've got to keep hammering this message away, because as advertising shows, that the first time you hear the message, it doesn't register. The second time, yeah, you may be interested, but you need to repeat the same message 6 or 7 times before it sticks. So we have to keep on keeping on with this message of hope, freedom, and resistance, because it is. We are the resistance to this new world order, this gigantic Zionist plot to take over the world.
I mean, it's patently obvious. You look at the scientific method that's being used. I mean, I used to wonder until I woke up properly, I wondered why they did it this way. But you just got to look at any network TV show. You're enjoying your bit of escapism, although increasingly they bombard us with so-called banal reality TV. But even the ad breaks, they're always pushing a news break. But it's really just a repetition by propaganda repetition, isn't it? And that's why when you have trouble talking to your neighbours, you know, they've drunk the Kool-Aid, you know, and they drink it, you know, how many times in watching a typical night's programming, and with emphasis on the word programming. So obviously when you wake up, a lot of these things, forms of entertainment, become a lot less important. And certainly in my country, they are steering us more down the Zionist road than ever, you know, false idols and things like that. Yes, John.
Yes, that's one of the primary functions of television is programming. And
correct.
It's not programming of what they're showing on the box. It's programming you. So I would recommend that everybody switch that thing off and talk to their neighbor, talk to their wives, talk to their kids. They'll find out a lot of things that are really important to them.
Right on. It's like a stage hypnotist in many ways. It does take you below the subconscious threshold. But really, it's also like a drug. You know, I mean, have you ever been in a situation where you try to pull your kids away from the computer and, you know, to go to bed or something, or off an iPad or something, and there's a big drama trying to put them to bed?
Well, actually, the scanning frequency of your TV screen is not an accident. The scanning frequency is actually designed to suck you in.
Yeah.
The frequency hypnotizes that scanning frequency. You may not register it, you know, consciously, but your subconscious mind does register that hypnotizing frequency. We have Sovereign Man on the line. Sovereign Man, can you hear us?
Oh, the question is, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, Sovereign Man. Yeah, great.
Greetings and salutations, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Anytime.
I don't know. Technically, I don't know if the LCD actually has a scanning rate like a CRT. But the TV part of the quote-unquote unit today, it does have a subcarrier wave on it, okay? It actually entrains the brain to an alpha wave. You can do a search for a document called S-Quad, S as in Sierra, Quad as in four, okay, or four S's. And the four S's stand for silent sound spread spectrum.
Yes.
And it's an entrainment tool.
Yeah, well, actually, even large screen TVs, your LCDs, and your your what they call, what's the other name? I can't remember. Oh, it's gone out of my head. But anyway, they do have
LEDs.
Yeah, LEDs. Yep. They do have a scan rate.
They call it a refresh rate.
You can't see that refresh rate where the screen is refreshed maybe 60 or 70, between 60 and 72 times.
If you aim a video camera at it, you might be able to see the refresh rate. I'm not sure that was with the old TVs, and I think it was some degree with the new ones. But, it seems like they were very determined in my country and in the USA to take us over to digital. They wouldn't get rid of the old system and replace it with a new one that was better, would they?
Well, what they've done is they've implemented that subcarrier wave. You can do a research on it. It's called Silent Sound Spread Spectrum.
Yes. Silent Sound Spread Spectrum.
Yeah, or commonly known as SQUAD. It's not so much as bad with the computer. Okay, but the TVs have that Silent Sound Spread Spectrum. If I'm in like a bar or a restaurant where they have all the TV screens, I can actually feel myself being pulled to watch those screens. I have to leave because I can't stand it. It's like overwhelming electronic manipulation.
I'm sure it is. I mean, this was discovered quite a while ago now, but of course nobody will confirm it, but we know it happens.
It has been confirmed.
Yep.
I mean, the technology is way advanced. I mean, the disparage between the military-industrial complex and the consumer level in 1967 was 15 to 20 years. Now, with the advent of the technology doubling every 18 months, and knowledge doubling every 18 months, they have stuff that is so far advanced they can't even show it to us because we would think that they are gods or those that come down from the heavens.
And now they have 4K or ultra high definition as a new thing that's come in. Obviously,
that's what they're giving us. That's not what they have. That's what they're giving us now. Is the high def 3D?
Yes, well, that's one step. The next step, obviously, is 4K or ultra high definition, which is four times your, high definition picture, 1080p. And I've been led to believe is that in this 4K future, you won't need glasses to see 3D. So it's just
Well, let me inform you. I got a cell phone, right? It's an LG 3D phone, okay? You do not need 3D glasses to watch it, and it stands right up out of the screen, okay? If I would have had that in my pocket 20 years ago, you would have thought that I'd walked off a spaceship.
Or you would have thought it was an episode of Star Wars. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
So, I mean, come on. We got to face the fact that this ain't really new technology. It is ancient technology.
These are the days of miracles. This is a long-distance call. Remember that? The way the camera follows us in slow-mo. The way we look to a song. I love the old song, Paul Simon. Hey, we'll be right back after the break with more of the Bob Tuscan Show.
The Bob Tuscan Show. Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt, and so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
get loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control, stop foreclosure, protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver. Only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click Update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off, $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearer. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuskin Show. We're in the last segment of the show. If you want to call in, make it quick. The number is 800-313-9443. Call in, give us your opinions, give us your points of view, anything you like. Just talk to us and we'll answer you.
And Lynn
okay,
from Washington.
Steve, take it
Lynn
away.
Lynn from Washington, feel free to call back in.
Yeah, you called in on a break, so... Well, we couldn't take your call immediately. But call in and we'll certainly answer.
You know, I was going to say, we kind of got on the topic there for a little bit about repetition and everything like that. And there was something that we've been talking about, or I know that a number of us have been looking at for quite some time, going back to the Oslo Agreement in 93. And it wasn't contingent exactly on the Oslo Agreement, but at that time, Perez had made deals with the Vatican for these holy sites in Jerusalem. And this all came out about around that time, and I know that there were a number of people who were pointing this out, and it was unbelievable to a lot of us at the time, but this had caught on, and some of these very Orthodox rabbis in Israel had learned this and were very upset about this. And you know, Perez is a very dirty man, and John, you probably remember him from the days of the Atomic Energy Commission. We'll get to that in a second, the ringworm children and all that. But I mean, this guy goes around the world trying to get these peace medals from everybody, and our wonderful Congress in the United States of America just awarded him one recently, another peace medal for this maniac. Okay, this is the kind of guy he is. But he had made this agreement with the Vatican a long time ago to sell these sites, and this has been something they've been trying to cash in on for a long, long time. And of course, part of the plan was during this last papal visit was to congratulate Israel on their wonderful accomplishments, and then to go in and say, yes, now we have these accesses to these places, King David's tomb, of course, the Cenacle, and these other locations. And but what happened was there were protests about that. People found out again and were very upset about it. So at this point, the Pope decided to shun Israel and play the other side of the deck. That's my opinion anyway. And then he went to Bethlehem, a city, of course, which has been overrun over quite a few years. Most of the Christians and Christian Palestinian people have been run out of there for quite some time. And then now he's pretending, of course, to be on the side of the Palestinian statehood issue. But at the same time, these transactions, this is that repetition thing again coming back, have been there all along. And I'm questioning whether a lot of what's going on at this point right now, as you pointed out, John and Cameron, isn't connected to some of that whole ideology. Because remember, Ahmad had said to us that, you know, there's still this goal to build a temple, to rebuild Solomon's temple in Jerusalem. And there are a lot of holy sites there that are sacred to Muslims, and this is going to cause a lot of rifts. So the only way to get that done is to either completely eradicate the ability of the people who are there to refute or repel any attempt to try to take that real estate. And yet there are a lot of people who want to do something like that. I don't know if this fits into the whole thing, but these people believe it. You call it crazy, but this has been going on for 20 years, and we've been telling people that this was coming. And it doesn't surprise me. How do you feel about that?
Well, Perez himself is a turncoat. He'll do anything that furthers his personal career. He's just a terrible, well, I just can't believe that this man is still the president of Israel.
He's outgoing.
Word bad enough that would be acceptable on this show.
Well, he's a bloody psychopath is what he is. He was evidently involved in the murder of Yitzhak Rabin. Barry Shamish has exposed that. He's exposed him as one of the worst of all of the Labor Party Zionists who've been behind all this all these years. Now, he's on his last legs because he has to leave office. But, you know, he goes around the world. He went to the Franciscans in Assisi to get another medal that they had to make up for him. You know what I mean? To be another Peace Prize kind of person. He's always wanted the Nobel, and he's tried to bribe his way to get it. And he's never gotten that, of course. But he likes to, you know, impose this image upon the world that he's some kind of a valiant peace warrior. When, in fact, we see that all the things he's done over the years have been horrifically bloody. And even the Jews, of course, is what Barry said about the Barry Shamish said about the Israeli press. Nobody raised any questions as to why he was in Assisi with the Franciscans, the very people who helped a lot of these SS people escape through the Jesuit rat lines. And, you know, I mean, nobody asked any questions here, of course. And he's been getting away with this for a long time. And, of course, justifying the position that he's had all along about the Israeli state and all this. And He may not be the new spokesman, but he has been a real monster in his time.
Absolutely. That's what I said. I just can't think of a word that would describe this man in adequate terms. He is a monster without a conscience.
If it looks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's a duck.
It growls like a monster. Yeah. Right on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Luke from Washington was back on the line if you want to take the call.
Yeah.
Good. Men, how are you?
Hi there, Steve. Hi, John and Cameron. I have to say that this is the kind of show that the world really does need to hear. It's very awesome. There is a guy named Eric John Phelps that I heard on an interview that talked about what was going on with the Vatican and their control and how the Rothschilds and the royal family all are involved with the Vatican that's controlling what's going on in the Middle East, and they're the ones that are behind what's going on in Israel.
John, I suggest you talk to her about
that. If I might explain.
The Paris Treaty.
Yeah, if you look at your own Paris Treaty of 1783, it tells you everything you need to know. The royal family and the Rothschilds, well, it's the Rothschilds more recently, but they are the chief treasurers to the Vatican. They were controlling the Vatican gold. They were organizing it, storing it, doing whatever. These people are all tied together. It's not that, yeah, you know, the Vatican is anti-Jewish because they killed Christ. They're all in it together. This is
as a matter of fact, as I understand it, the Vatican owns things over there already.
Yes, they do. They own Zion. Not, you know, everybody calls it Zion, but it's Zion. The hill, one of the hills is the Hill of Zion, and they own that lot piece of land, lock, stock and barrel.
So they've got their vested interest, and now all of a sudden the Vatican has got all these head leaders from churches around the globe meeting with him?
Yep, apparently so.
And for all the praying that they did, they couldn't stop what's going on in Ukraine and Palestine and all these other places where there's slaughter?
Well, let me explain. You know, the Vatican is a political organization or a political business. Their religion or being holy is a cover story. The other day they said Christians with a personal relationship with Jesus are not real Christians. And if you read your New Testament, you know that eventually they're going to come after the real Christians and try and shut them down because it's a threat to their power monopoly.
I cannot remember the name of this guy's book. His name is Eric John Phelps. I remember that.
It's called Vatican Assassins is the big book. Now, Eric is still around. He's not doing the kind of work he's been doing for years. He's a bit of a Calvinist, a little hard to take for some people, but he's done some excellent research. I know.
Research that impressed me, and yeah, he went way back.
He does, and he's talked about this for a long time. Hey, guys, it looks like we're wrapping it up, and I hope we'll be back tomorrow night. I don't know if, John, if you plan to make it, or Cameron, if you guys are going to be there. But for all of you listening to the Bob Tuscan Show, thanks for tuning in. Thanks to Dan, our producer, who hung in there the whole time with us, and all of you as well. So stay with us and stay with RBN, and we will be back. Thanks, guys. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
See you tomorrow.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With finance.